This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is explicitly blaming outgoing President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, saying the mob was fed lies and that the president and others provoked those intent on overturning Democrat Joe Biden's election. Ahead of Mr. Trump's historic second impeachment trial, McConnell's remarks were his most severe and public rebuke of the outgoing president. The GOP leader is setting a tone as Republicans weigh whether to convict Mr. Trump on the impeachment charge that will soon be sent over from the U.S. House, incitement of insurrection. The Republican leader vowed a safe and successful inauguration of Biden on Wednesday at the Capitol, where final preparations were underway amid heavy security. Meanwhile, in a farewell video, President Trump is wishing his successor well. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip inauguration and instead fly to Florida. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hours from inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden paused on what might have been his triumphal entrance to Washington Tuesday evening to mark instead the national tragedy of the coronavirus pandemic, with a moment of collective grief for Americans lost. His arrival coincided with the awful news that the U.S. death toll had surpassed 400,000 in the worst public health crisis in more than a century, a crisis Biden will now be charged with controlling. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 12 U.S. National Guard members have been removed from securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after vetting by the FBI, including two who posted extremist views about the Wednesday event. There was no specific threat to Biden. Two U.S. officials told the Associated Press that all 12 were found to have ties with the right-wing militia groups or posted extremist views online. The officials, a senior intelligence official and an army official briefed on the matter, did not say which fringe groups the Guard members belonged to or what unit they served in. The officials were not authorized to speak publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and state premiers agreed on Tuesday to extend a lockdown for most shops and schools until February 14th, as part of a package of steps to try to rein in the coronavirus. They also agreed to mandate medical masks rather than simple cotton ones on public transportation and in stores. The existing lockdown runs until January 31st. New infections have been increasing in recent days, and pressure on intensive care units has eased slightly, but virologists are worried about the possible spread of more infectious variants of the virus. Merkel said all countries in Europe must make similar efforts to fight the pandemic, otherwise Germany may consider restricting border entry to avoid highly transmissible strains being brought in from abroad. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte has won a crucial confidence vote in the Senate, keeping his wobbly coalition afloat for now, but without the reliable support he needs to help effectively govern a country reeling from the pandemic. The vote Tuesday night went from 156 to 140 in his favor, with 16 abstentions, mainly from a coalition ally that bolted the government last week. Had Conte lost, he would have had to resign. But an absolute majority in the Senate is 161, so Conte faces a tough time finding reliable allies in Parliament to help pass pandemic economic relief measures. A right-wing opposition leader has demanded that he step down anyway. Republican lawmakers in the U.S., as well as conservative groups, are opposing President-elect Joe Biden's forthcoming immigration plan as massive amnesty for people in the U.S. illegally. Their opposition underscores that the measures will face an uphill fight in a Congress that Democrats control just narrowly. In a further complication, several pro-immigration groups say they'll press Biden to go even further and take steps such as an immediate moratorium on deportations, detentions, and new arrests. Their demands show the pressures Biden would face from his party's liberal wing as 4 years of President Donald Trump's restrictive and often harsh immigration policies come to an end. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.